Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Debate physics also, but people don't wish to debate physics. They wish to debate a bunch of other crap. And So the Brozo comment section, I wasn't going to bother with it. I didn't even watch his video, frankly. No, I watched, 30 seconds. Said, what the fuck is he arguing this stupid point for? I mean, it's just too irrelevant. You know, whether you change the length of a pendulum or the amplitude. Oh, so I messed that up. Oh, what a big deal. No deal at all. Anyway, it's just so trivial and stupid. But anyway. But there was like 100 and something comments. I'm saying, what the fuck are they commenting about? What is there to comment about this stupid pendulum subject? There's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's so tangential to the real subject. So again, let me just point out. So all this commenting, all this ridicule, all these insults, and they're making the argument that somehow they have credible physics. And all I've done is say, look, convince me. You can convince me right now. Really simple, okay? And I'll shut up. Kinetic energy is a thing. If you would just show me a little evidence, show me a bowler knocking down more pins, with the 8-pound ball, show me one piece of evidence. And I've given you a piece of evidence, a lever. And it simply illustrates, what the hell happened to the, all right, I gotta go find the end of my crayon. Yeah, found it. And so it's just so simple, the little nothing argument that you have to defeat. Okay, now I showed a pendulum. I actually went to the trouble to make one, and I showed it oscillating. So the simple truth is, I mean, this isn't complex physics. You put some energy in. Let's just say 100 joules of downward pressure. This side of the lever, okay, is oscillating, all right, with twice the velocity as this side of the lever. That's a fact, okay? This little piece here moves this much, this piece moves this much in the same time. So that's indisputable. And the fact is, because of the 1/2 mv² formula, okay, which again, I'll state, I don't understand it at all, any element of it. It's not Newton's mechanics. Newton opposed it. So those are the facts. The 1/2 was added in the 1800s. So for 100 and some years, they had completely wrong answers, 50% inaccurate answers for what energy was. MV was never found to be a failure. So Newton, Descartes, and Galileo all got right answers using MV. Okay, that's all. And they got right answers. So there was no need to change it. There was no, it didn't work. And in the 1800s, they had to contrive. And that's when they started lying and saying this is somehow Newton's mechanics when it's not. But anyway, so a terrible history. I've pointed that out. No one's defended the history. It showed that, there were really credible arguments made. No one's quoted an argument. No one's provided any essence or any notion that there's anything sensible in this formula, that it was ever had any integrity. Okay. The experiments are obviously flawed. People can't even duplicate them, dropping things into clay, like clay is some perfect energy detector. I've argued that I could make cornstarch and I could come up with the cornstarch theory of physics, which would be 1/2 V, okay, times m². Yeah, we could just reverse it. So clearly, when the pendulum oscillates, you have 200 joules, put 100 in, you have 200 coming out. That's what their equation says. So there's 200 joules of energy oscillating on this side of the lever and only 100 joules oscillating here. 100 down, 100 up, 100 down, 100 up, 200 down, 200 up. So if I initiate the energy in here, I double my energy. If I initiate the energy on this side, I cut my energy in half. It's impossible for a rational person to say that's how the real world works. So they obviously have to explain how I made an error here, how something I'm saying is incorrect, that this is somehow doesn't move half the distance in the same exact time, that somehow this doesn't add up to twice the energy on this side of the lever as there is on this side, when it's impossible in the sense that the energy of gravity pushing this down is what's creating the energy that pushes this up. And likewise, the energy of this pushing down is what's pushing this up. So it's impossible in every respect. There's no logical defense that we've had, nothing. So in 103 comments, nobody will address this subject. No one will answer my point that this is why I believe. Now, can you give me some reason, okay, that what I've described here isn't the truth and that there I've made a mistake? That, you know, so he points out 15 seconds or whatever, 34 seconds I spent talking about pendulum swings and made an error, you know, talking about length versus amplitude, that is the energy you put into the swing. A little error about the fact that it's the same amount of time. It swings in the same amount of time, you know. So a big, you know, you put a little bit of energy in, this little swing takes the same amount of time as the big swing, you know, because of the velocity argument. All right, well, anyway, so they'll address that, but they won't address this. This is the key thing. This is the key experiment. This one illustrates it the simplest. It's the simplest mechanical device you can get. It points out how your theory is a free energy theory. Now explain how it's not free energy. That's all. And it comes back down to just the 10-ton train versus the 5-ton train argument, that they're the same amount of energy, that you could push the 10-ton train into the lever at this position. And if you put a 5-ton train in this position, you will accelerate it to 10 miles an hour. It will go twice as fast. It proves the point. So how can it be possible that a, you know, 5-ton train goes into a 5-ton not moving box, they become a 10-ton, okay, and somehow it loses one half the energy, even though it has all the same momentum. So it has the same momentum, but it didn't use any of its momentum to move things and make sounds and dent things. So these are the arguments I have made. These are the arguments that convince me. Now you have to just, all you have to do is explain where I made a mistake somewhere, where it really is possible for something to bend something or break something or move something, and it doesn't have to use any of its momentum. It'll have the same momentum after it did all that crap as it had before. Just explain how that's possible in this physical universe. But no. Instead, all this tangential crap. So we'll read their tangential, irrelevant, off the subject bullshit. All right, starting with the Ian Goose shit. Okay. Well done, Steve. So he's saying well done to a nitpicky pile of shit. Okay, video. All right. It's fabergasting. Yeah. So he's fabergasting. He's fabergastedized, okay, by the fact that this argument is convincing. It should convince anybody who's put puzzles together or done anything mechanical in their entire life. It should be fabergasting when they say, ooh, free energy. So that should fabergast you. But this guy believes that springs are compressed. When you compress a spring twice as much, it has four times as much energy. Even though another scientific experiment done a million times demonstrates that can't possibly be true, because if you double the weight, you double the amount of compression or expansion. Doubling the weight can't fourfold the weight. You know, how erroneous he is on basic physics. So again, just bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. 34 replies to a pile of shit, nothing comment. Okay. Cheers. Yeah, I was so shocked when he said it. So the whole video, I'm pointing out how Brozo is a liar. So the video he took the tiny clip out of, I'm demonstrating Brozo's a pathetic liar. He said he did some sort of experiment where he proved he can tell the difference. If I put a one mass weight on a lever, he can tell the difference. If I put a two mass here or I put a one mass, if I switch them, you know, two mass, he can feel the difference. One mass, he can feel the difference. Even though they weigh exactly the same, he can tell the difference. And I pointed out how, no, you can't. You're a liar. You don't have any such video. You don't have any such anything. You're a pathetic liar. All right. So anyways, I don't know who this Toro guy is. I noticed, but just couldn't be arsed to in with. So again, this is just, they're so dishonest. It's an hour long video and the pendulum thing was a nothing comment in the video. It was 1 minute, you could say, at the most. And it was just a throwaway remark. I just said, well, it's sort of like this pendulum thing. So it was hardly had anything to do with the video. And he's saying he noticed. I mean, what a liar. Okay. Dealing with him at the time and knew. So the time was, it was two videos ago at the time. So another pathetic pile of shit. Okay. Knew others would eventually. So this is in the context of a group of videos. So I did three videos pointing out the basic physics. And I made two videos specific on the subject of space navigation and levers, and basically pleaded with these kinds of people to make counter arguments to those videos. So they ignored the five videos I made, okay, and picked on this one that wasn't a video. I said, please, please respond to it. So again, just pathetic lying. So, and again, these people who comment more than once, they're so pathetic. I worked out an equation from scratch last night. For what? Rather than look it up. T equals 2 pi, the square root of, so he thinks, well, there's no point, right? He doesn't even know they're talking about a pendulum. As for his balance beam, I think we need a moment of silence from Gary so that we can figure it out. What the hell does that even mean? It's a lever, a balance, a stick. You can't diagram a stick. Okay, I'm looking into it in more detail. I think I can apply a new translation of N2 to it. I briefly mentioned this in Roger Anterton, I don't know, in the comments of one of the recent videos. The gist is swap change in motion, i.e. momentum or velocity, for motion charger. What is that? What could this possibly mean? Stress, as Newton saw in Hooke's springs and so on. Change the phase and you can potentially undermine 400 years of established physics. Change one phrase. I'm just pointing out, what's the change here? You're the ones that are pointing out that somehow you needed to change Newton, that Newton got wrong answers and Newton need to be fixed. And I'm just pointing out, I don't see how you fixed anything. Okay, it seems pretty broken. When you're making free energy, it's broken, because if free energy was real, we'd have it. Are you really that stupid that you don't think we would have free energy if it was that easy? Anyway, I worked it out mathematically, and results are still consistent with regular Newtonian physics. So whatever that means, right? Because they just keep lying about regular Newtonian physics. They say Newton said F equals ma when he didn't say that. He said F equals the change in your momentum. If you want to know how much force there is, just figure out how much of a change in momentum there is. Because momentum is force. Momentum is the consequence of force. That's what Newton overtly stated. That's what Newton believed. All right, and you can just keep lying about what Newton said, but you're just showing you're liars, okay? Pathetic liars. Just use impulse in place of force. Yeah, just use energy in place of force. Just use momentum in place of force. So he says the word impulse. What the fuck do you think an impulse is except momentum? Weight. What do you think it is? Impulse equals momentum, change equals force. So momentum change equals force. He's saying it right here. I mean, can you get more pathetic? Yes, that's exactly my argument, shithead. You're supposed to be disagreeing with me, moron. So they can't even figure out that they're supposed to be disagreeing with me. So I wonder if anybody will... Did anybody respond to his comments? No. Why? Why don't you respond to him, Brozo, and tell him how wrong he is to think a change in momentum equals your force? That can't be true. All right. Also, for the LHS, well, we're not even going to bother with any of that crap. So look at all these comments by this same turd. Okay, let me just read this list. Newton reminds me of Gary. So you didn't know either one of them. Okay. And vice versa. So again, in what respect? I mean, there's absolutely no comparison between the two. Newton was pretty much an insider. I'm clearly an outsider. Lots of differences. But certainly not because Gary can hold a candle to him. So whatever. Maybe he was Gary in the past life or something. See, I mean, this is just so disgusting kind of bullshit. I mean, what are you wasting time on this for? I mean, there's a simple lever argument. This isn't about whatever this is. This, you know, even just this whole idea of we all have to not drop a name now and then. But I'm not dropping it with some sort of Newton was a god or Newton was the greatest man who ever lived or any of that kind of horse shit. He was a bit of a nutter. It's the bitterness, spitefulness, anger, and so on. Yeah, that this video epitomizes. The video you're commenting on and the channel you're commenting on is just a devotion to hate. It's not a devotion to science. He even points out in the comments how he doesn't even find the subject interesting. He's just doing it to be a petty weasel. He's just like all the clock stoppers, all the people who, you know, the inquisitioners, all the people who just didn't want their little status quo to be interrupted. The Gunai needs to take a chill pill. No, you people do. Look at you. You write 17 comments on one fucking comment. You're the one who's got a chill problem. All right, so that's the Brozo response. Thank you, I fully confess. He'll confess he doesn't know anything about the subject. That I have to work extra hard to follow even quite simple mathematics. So he keeps saying this, and yet he thinks he's enough of an authority to figure out angular momentum. You know, when you're rolling objects. Let's say you're rolling two things. One is twice as heavy as the other. You could understand that when you're pushing them, more energy, you know, the heavier thing is going to have more of its energy caught up in its angular momentum. And its angular momentum isn't as, you know, as simple to extract in terms of hitting something. You hit something and you're rolling. When you hit it, you're going to be pushing it down. You're not going to be pushing it forward. So your angular momentum, the rolling momentum, and your velocity aren't connected directly. So you have to put an axle in to the wheel, and then the axle will convert your angular momentum into forward momentum, and then your velocity is conserved. So I mean, little things like that, he can't understand them mechanically, and he can't understand them mathematically. Unfortunately, I don't have any free time at the moment to try to get my head around anything new to me. So we're already waiting, right? He made two air tracks. He made no videos. So he made two metal air tracks, not a single video. All right. He made a catapult of some kind, a trebuchet or something. No video. He redid his cars. No video. He made a new car with, disc drive wheels. No videos. This is all stuff he had already done. He had already proved that he can tell the difference between a two mass on a lever and a one mass further out on the lever, that he can do that. All that was supposed to already be in the can, on his hard drive. Somehow it never gets produced into a fucking argument in a video. Instead, he wastes time on a pendulum argument. All right, I'm so busy tending to various people's needs at home. So he's got a thing for babies. So anyway, friends who need a lot of help and support, whatever. Yeah, they're just, he's such a dupe, you know. But anyway, yeah, I mean, he's a dupe in all respects, you know, that any bum can get him to do anything, you know, because they might say thank you. And he's just so desperate for approval. He needs it so badly because he knows inside that he's worthless and stupid. And this is all he has. Plus, I need to complete numerous videos, which is very time-consuming. So again, videos are not time-consuming. They really aren't, you know, if you just care about making the point. It doesn't take that much time. All right, consuming and mentally draining. I want to do a better job than I have in the past. A better job at what? You see, he doesn't think the argument is making a counter argument. He thinks the argument is, creating Photoshop images and putting music in the background and doing other shenanigans. It's not about presenting an argument. It's about theater, drama. Lucky there are plenty of people here that do follow the math well, so I'm sure they can chip in on what you're saying if necessary. So he basically is just saying that force does equal the change in your momentum, which is really stupid. But anyway, let's see if that, is it worth any reply? Yes, I am completely lost, LOL. Now I'm completely lost, LOL. What does that mean? But still appreciate your comments. Whatever. I will try to follow this a bit later. So he just keeps having this interaction where he's basically saying, I have nothing to say on the subject, but yes, just keep yammering. Newton reminds me of Gary, so that was a useless thing. Now, that I do understand. I'm sure Gary gets a kick out of looking like Newton. Well, Newton has a whole bunch of different portraits, and frankly, who the hell knows what Newton looked like? If you look at all those portraits, it's not the same person. But anyway, even though it's mostly coincidental, Gary looks really odd with short hair. I never had short hair, but whatever. He really does need a new perspective on life. Now, you need you need integrity, and you're just not going to find that as an old man like you are. So you've pretty much missed out. You're kind of a lost cause. You're obviously systemically a shithead. Okay, so and you can see it in your attraction to people who are shitty people, shitty human beings, and you're doing them favors. People who take a bite out of the shit at the store and put it back on the shelf. This is the kind of people he respects. Okay, Farley, for example, to get out a bit and see new places and people. Yeah, I've seen it all, been there, done that, okay? I've been to more places. I've seen the biggest ball of string. I've seen the biggest Grand Canyon. I've seen all this shit, okay? Guess what? Doesn't have a damn thing to do with reality. This isn't going to expand your mind in the least. All right, so Mickey Farley, this ought to be funny. I did some scratch work for Gary's, so he puts my, again, this is just so rude. My name is not the subject, okay? The fact that my name is accessible does not in any way indicate that I have any desire to have my name used. I don't publish under my legal name. It's obnoxious. It's against all reasonable etiquette on the internet. There's no reason for anybody to do it. I've never published under my name any arguments or anything. And the fact is, it's just reality sometimes doxes you. And it's just a fact. And it should be left at that. To keep using my name in this atmosphere is just so fucking rude. And the fact that you people can't even figure that out, that little minimum amount of ethics, you can't even respect that. Especially in the context where I've explained I've moved. And, it's not about me, it's about other people that you're threatening, okay, with attention they have no desire for. And so why should you do that to these other people? This is the tactic you have to use. You can't just make an argument. You have to do this. You have to invade my privacy and invade my security. You have to threaten me with your bullshit, like I'm going to just tell lies and I'm going to get you in trouble for some crime you never committed. It's really disgusting, and the fact that you people indulge in it and play with it. It's disgusting. You can't do better than this. All right. So, just, too bad his comment can't be read. It's just, forget it. All right. I can't find any pendulum like Gary's. So, there's absolutely nothing complicated about the pendulum I made. It's hanging from a string. Okay? And it's basic. You can't it's almost like you can't fuck it up. It wouldn't oscillate if it wasn't made right. If it was imbalanced in any way or shenaniganed in any way, it would be obvious that the two didn't balance. So, I mean, it's just, you know. And I think it's because they don't exist. So, just amazing. All right. But balance beams or scales do exist. So, that's exactly what I created, okay, in its simplest form. It's exactly how it mechanically functioned. And now they're trying to deny its existence. It's just amazing. They should know that theoretically, they should already know it works because there's been millions of scales made on exactly the same principles. Gary is, of course, clueless about the appropriate terminology. So who cares about terminology? I suppose he can loosely call it a pendulous. I don't think I use that word. As it is generally hanging around, but I don't think that maybe more fitting description would be compound pendulum. It doesn't matter. I mean, the point I was making is that there is a very acute relationship between pendulums and levers. There's levers in everything. Everything is a kind of form of lever, is sort of the argument. And I think that's in a general argument, it's a pretty good argument. So, of course, from Wikipedia, who knows what page, he just says from Wiki. Okay, for example, a rigid uniform rod of length L pivoted about one end has a moment of inertia, okay, which they say is I equals 1/3 ML2. The center of mass is located at the center of the rod, so R equals 1/2 L. Substituting these values into the above equation gives T equals 2 pi, blah, blah, blah. This shows that a rigid rod pendulum has the same period as a simple pendulum of 2/3 its length. So again, this is not really important. It really doesn't get to the subject of energy. We're not talking about the mechanics of pendulums. We're talking about the mechanics of your theory that extra energy is created on the other side. I don't think the motion of the pendulum can be in any way refuted. All right, the fact that this part moves a distance in the same time as this part moves a distance because it's a straight line can't do anything else but create that result. And the consequence of that result is your theory says there's extra energy on one side. All right. So Christian Huygens proved in 1673 that the pivot point of the center of an oscillation are interchangeable. This means that any pendulum is turned upside down and swung from a pivot located at the previous center of the oscillation. It'll have the same period. Well, look, this is just the same argument I was making about amplitudes and the length of strings, and so not really important. All right, so that's all they're going to do is talk about pendulums. It's my bad for introducing the subject. So I'm sorry I said I even brought up pendulums. It's about levers, so stay on the subject, please. So this is Stephen Bro. I'm sure he knew all the history, too. So let's see what this was. I can't find any pendulums like Gary. I think it's because they don't exist. Let's see, and then he said, and regarding a subsequent comment and comprehensive information you provided. So he's putting two quotes together. I'm sure Gary knew all of that without reading the same terminology or any math. I'm sure he knew all the history too. So I don't know what exactly he was referencing, but who could care less? All right. Just to be clear, I mean the opposite. Okay. So I don't know what the hell that could possibly mean. All right. That Gary and Toadie are deluded to think Gary's the first to look at the coat hanger and contemplate how it balances stuff hanging on it or a hanging basket, etc., etc. Obviously, that's not what I did. I obviously was looking for arguments to defeat your silly proposition that you're defending, that somehow there's something called 1/2 mv squared that could make any sense. Okay, And so I pointed out bowling balls, and I pointed out wrecking balls, and I pointed out different things, and then it occurred to me that something as simple as a lever proves the argument. So I wasn't contemplating a coat hanger. I was just merely stating that here's another device, another circumstance that clearly illustrates that your formula can't possibly be the truth. I think the fact that no professional bowler is using an 8-pound bowling ball is a pretty good piece of evidence that the 8-pound ball doesn't have twice as much energy. All right, it is daft in the extreme to think Gary has discovered anything about levers. No, I've discovered something about people. I have, you know, I have another theory that people are, generally speaking, scum. Okay, that their intelligence is wasted. Okay, they're just scheming bugs, that you haven't evolved into anything grandeur at all. And you're proving my theory for me, because here you are, an argument is presented to you as simple as it could possibly be, put in, you know, almost ABC blocks for you, and you refuse to counter the argument that convinces me. This evidence convinces me your theory is shit. Just refute the evidence. Refute that this is what a lever does. That there is, in fact, twice as much energy on this side that there is on this side. Just refute the simple facts stated. But you can't do that because you're scum. Okay. He just thinks he's the first. So again, obviously I am the only person, okay, that is accessible on the internet, that can possibly be found on the internet, okay, making these arguments. Now there's another guy who thinks mv squared is garbage, but I think he thinks it's because there's even more free energy somewhere, okay? Because he's making very different arguments than I'm making, and I solicited his cooperation in this battle, and he's not interested. But that's it. There's two people I could find who actually oppose the notion that 1/2 mv squared has anything to do with accurate physics. So now Toady is not convinced, but he's skeptical. He's, yeah, well, yeah, it does seem like a piece of shit, but he wants more proof. All right, he's not convinced by the wrecking ball, the bowling ball, all the arguments. They're not enough for him. The fact that the Professor Lewin experiment is impossible, okay, in the sense that there's no way that cart can weigh twice as much. It's impossible, logically. but yeah, so he has a, you know, show me attitude, okay, and so he's not convinced. But I'm convinced, and I'm convinced by these arguments. This lever argument convinces the fuck out of me. Yeah. Okay, watching the lever convinced the fuck out of me that there's no way there's twice as much energy on one side of that lever than there is on the other side. It would be absolutely idiotic of me to think there could be 200 joules of energy oscillating over here and only 100 joules of energy oscillating over here, when the oscillation over here creates the oscillation over there. You have to have the energy in to get energy out. And if you only have 100 joules on one side, how can you make 200 on the other side? You really can't do that. All right, anyway. So, I mean, what's the point of arguing this fact? Okay, the fact is that I am the only person. Can you point me to somebody else who's making the argument that kinetic energy theory is crap? Jeez, and Toady UK is supporting that ridiculous delusion just to be controversial. So that's another accusation he's making against Toady. I mean, clearly, I think if he was just trying to be controversial, then he'd be making videos about it, and he would do, you know, something else besides just once in a while have a conversation with me about how it sucks and stupid. It does seem like irrational. You know, I mean, your argument is so weak, it's so silly. So you throw these aspersions at this Toady guy for what reason? Why? Because he disagrees with you? Have you refuted his logic? No. Oh, amazing. He's just trying to support the underdog for some bizarre reason known only to himself. Well, I'm sure he'll articulate it if you'll ask him. He'll say, my reason is because I'm logical and my brain finds an incontinuity in this evidence. It's inconsistent. The facts are inconsistent with what you're stating. The fact that there are no professional bowlers using even a 10-pound bowling ball sort of indicates that, gee, there might be something wrong with this theory. The fact that wrecking balls are big, okay, when, hey, you know, keep making them smaller and smaller and smaller, and you keep making more and more energy. All right, but that reflects badly on his judgment, considering he fenced himself as a conspiracy theory debunker. So, you know, fancies himself. He supports that stuff, but obviously he doesn't really make those videos, so he supports it, but he's not really into it. Then goes and supports the worst of them. So again, I'm a whatever, flat earther, or and somehow there's a conspiracy somewhere in all of my comments. The conspiracy is stupidity. Okay, humans are stupid, and they're dishonest, and they're corrupt, and there are lots of things. I mean, why are you refusing to acknowledge the evidence and reply to it in some kind of rational way? That's the shocking part. Shocking that you can't draw a lever and explain how it works. How it's okay that there's only 100 joules oscillating on one side and there's 200 joules oscillating on the other side. Why don't you just explain that? Anyway, I don't know how he can hold his head up in the flat earth debunking community. Well, obviously it's not a very good community, and he couldn't get any of those debunkers, well, a couple of them that he knows, to man up and counter the arguments presented. That Professor Lewin's experiments creating free momentum in a direction, that you could make a free energy. If Professor Lewin's experiment is true and accurate, then it would be really easy to make a free energy machine. Now, did you debunk my free energy machine video? The video where I pointed out how easy it would be to make it, and you could use levers to even amplify its function? Did you show how there was a mistake in any of those videos? I asked for you to show me the mistake I'm making. Did you do it? No, you did this slop. Okay, anyway. Let's see, some of your comments had automatically gone to the spam folder. Oh, what a horrible disappointment that would have been. This has happened to John Walker's comments. Oh, it's just so... Yes, YouTube comment section sucks. The one which commenced, the roots of quadratic can square rooted end up in a spam folder. Well, whatever. I mean, all of that crap. So Brozo admits he doesn't understand any of that math, and yet he's, we have to preserve that comment. All right, so this is a Michael Falwell comment. Nice one, Steve. I even raised this point about the pendulum's length debating the oscillation regardless of what mass you put on the end. Dictating the oscillation. So yes, there's two parts you can fuck with. You can fuck with the mass, or you can fuck with the amplitude, the amount of energy you put into the oscillation, and the length of the string. Yeah. Obviously, he glossed over that for his ever-wrong guesswork yet again. So again, it was a side comment where I was just trying to come up with an analogy for the function of the lever. And clearly the analogy holds in the terms of obviously the thing going at the, you know, at a long arc has a very high velocity, and the thing going at a small arc has a tiny velocity, and that was the point I was attempting to illustrate. And frankly, I think to anybody reasonable, the point was made. But anyway. Cheers, Michael. How long has he believed in this nonsense then, Michael? How long has he believed? So again, the nonsense would be so irrelevant to any subject you could call. So where exactly would it be relevant, this tiny mistake I made? Whether it's about how long the string is, or it's about how, you know, it's again, tangential to subjects. It's interesting as a point of illustration or comparison. It isn't the point. The arguments in the video, 99% of the video was about the lever. 99%. He chose to pay attention to something that was so tangential. Oh, I don't have the comments visible. Not that you'll miss them. I mean, they're not all that. Yeah. I don't even know if you can read them at this scale anyway. All right. I always assumed he knew the basics. I never thought in a million years he would come out with this level of crap. I mean, it's just so silly. This was not anything. This is a nothing subject. Even for him, it was unexpected. So again, just ignoring the lever arguments, ignoring everything, just pay attention to a nothing detail. Okay, he spouts off such a lot that I've probably missed him saying this in various ways in the past. Well, no, you haven't, because I didn't say it in the past. But whatever. I certainly didn't say it wrong in the past. So you won't find that. All right. You just took a typo and decided to make a video out of a typo. I mean, essentially. And that's all you did because you're a petty, dickless weasel. It's hard not to drift off when he's talking. So again, yes, it's hard to even, you know, eat your voice, your appearance, everything about you is obnoxious and disgusting. You do have to squint, and yes, it's really very difficult. It's hard to, you know, keep a settled stomach and acknowledge your existence in this universe. But yes, we all have to endeavor to persevere, don't we? That constant slow droning voice. So again, he's talking about, you know, again, these personality effects and defects. He has all these effects, and you would think that he would be, he'd be knowledgeable of his own glass house before he threw these kinds of rocks about how somebody else is irritating to listen to. It's just fucking amazing. Okay, so I won't even bother talking about how much better I am than he is as a human being, you know, in terms of structure, appearance, smells, everything. I've got him beat in every category. So yes, forget it. We won't even bother. He's talking about his Catholic school there, I guess. Perfect, Steven. Obvious YouTube is often an embarrassment and riches when it comes to pure moronic nonsense. YouTube is often an embarrassment of riches. I never even heard that phrase. But some of the absurdity is really limitless. So all of this, again, these are from people who can't draw a lever. Gary continues to occupy one of the top spots in the endless parade of Dunning-Kruger channel ship captains. So again, all of this rhetoric comes from these people who produce nothing, who can argue nothing, who can say nothing on the subject. And it's just this, but this is what drives the human race, is this, you know, we're just going to jump on the bandwagon, okay? And they can't play an instrument, they can't do anything, all they can do is fart. And that's all their contribution is an occasional fart. Okay, another day, another iceberg, and no one awake on watch. Whatever that could possibly mean, who the fuck knows? Do you remember when Gary, whatever this is, questioned who is this Dunning-Kruger guy? I was making a joke. Obviously, this Dunning-Kruger thing has been around forever, almost, on the internet as one of this the cheap insults they use. Doesn't mean anything. Okay, it's psychological babble in the first place. It doesn't mean anything. There's no Dunning-Kruger law. It's just too stupid. Yes, dumb people don't know they're dumb. Oh, gee, what an observation that is. And you're too dumb to draw a lever, and you're Dunning-Kruger-ing. You're too scientifically incompetent and incapable. You can't even diagram a lever and explain how kinetic energy is perfectly consistent with the function. All right, limitless source of comedy. Icebergs, some more iceberg talk, whatever this is. You're welcome. Ah. So his latest upload is comedy gold. So this is a line he's used before. You know, he says it about every video. And Mr. Ion G points out that inertia is a factor. So again, and exactly in what way? So when your mass is halved, you don't think that your whatever inertia would be, okay, would be less. proportional to the fact that you're a half mass. So obviously the half mass would be twice as easy to lift. You don't understand that, though. That's you know, ING proved something else. Amazing. Proposed ever experiment. Let's see. A factor in his proposed lever experiments. I showed the experiment, so it's not even proposed anymore. Okay. I showed a lever functioning. Yeah. So now he is denying that inertia is a thing. I've always denied that there's any resistance to anything moving. All I've stated is that if you have to take it from somewhere. You can't have something unless you got it from somewhere. Energy's not, you don't make it in your own kitchen. You don't create it. All right? You have to take it. And yeah, that process means something else has to lose it. So, but there's no resistance to movement. Again, if I could put things in space and there was absolutely no forces, so we had something as big as the Earth and it was just sitting in space and there was no gravity acting on it, no other force, and we just threw a piece of dust, okay, at 500 miles an hour, and the piece of dust hits the Earth and sticks to it, the Earth is going to move proportional to that momentum. That momentum will be spread over the entire surface, the whole structure, every atom of the Earth, and the Earth will move very, very slowly, okay? 1/5 trillionth of a mile per hour. You know, a tiny, tiny, tiny velocity. But it will incorporate all of that momentum. This momentum is conserved. It's a physics concept. Conservation of energy. You haven't heard of that before? Inertia doesn't undo that, dumbass. All right, anyway. So if you were to deny an absurdity evidenced early demonstrated at home with rudimentary apparatus, whatever this is, factual attribute of nature, then you would at least expect some explanation to account for the witnessed effects of inertia. So again, what witnessed effect of inertia does there exist? Here on Earth, everything appears to resist movement because of friction. You have to have a minimum amount of energy. You have to go over a threshold or the thing won't move. So very heavy objects can't absorb momentum because they can't move, because they're stuck to the surface. So the energy goes into heating the Earth, so to speak. If I punch the Empire State Building will not yield, it will not move, and my punch will be absorbed as being more energy in the ground. That's how it works, because of friction. Retard. Without friction, there's no inertia. There's no resistance to movement. Everything will just move proportional to the mass ratios. So obviously very gigantic objects need a substantial amount of momentum to hit them for them to perceptibly move. But the fact is they will move. They won't absorb the energy as anything other than movement if they're in space. So if I put the Empire State Building in space and I punch it, it will yield. It will move. I'll move away and it will move away. It will absorb half the energy. I will absorb the other half. All right. I won't spoil anyone of this latest gem of you, Steve. Safe to say there are more potholes in it than the average road round ear. So again, the argument was, you know, I just remade these arguments in the other video responding to the idiotic fact that this idiot wasted time on this typo, you know, instead of answering any of the points made in the video. So like this video, they'll just keep ignoring everything said in the video and play these word games. All right, I can't imagine even his most dedicated fan sitting through that pile of crap. So again, nothing responded to, not a single point made in these videos. And all of this, again, all of this energy is just over the fact that they are saying it's unreasonable for me to watch a lever and say it's impossible for there to be twice as much energy on one side than the other side. And they're saying that's unreasonable. So anybody, if the very fact that I pointed this out to you, that their theory says there's twice as much energy on this side, and that gives you some reason to say, well, that doesn't make much sense. How could there be twice as much energy? Then I could just keep making free energy by moving the lever on this side, and this side will go up with twice as much energy. I can push down with half as much energy as I'll get over here going up. And that would be free energy. And why wouldn't we all have free energy then? Why wouldn't we all just make levers, hitting levers, hitting levers, hitting levers, and just keep making free energy all over the place? Yes, of course, it's a good question. They haven't responded to the question with anything called an answer. Anyway, if anyone else made that video hopping from crap analogy to crap analogy, so I don't know what's the crap analogy in the video. He won't quote any of that. So-called fact after he called fact would he be happy? So again, the simple point is Brozo, so I could just show his comment again, okay? On the Bruce Yerney video, he made a whole bunch of claims. He said he had a video he was going to make. He didn't make that video. He made this one instead. So a video where he said he could prove that this doesn't weigh the same as this. So on the lever, you know, the one object and the two object don't balance perfectly. Somehow this does weigh more somehow. Or less. I don't know. No, because the only thing that makes him happy is the sound of his own voice. Well, it's the only thing that has any integrity in this atmosphere. So yeah, I like my voice. I like me as a human being because I know I have integrity and I'm honest and I don't do this kind of crap. I mean, I don't waste time doing this. I don't prove you're an asshole by showing you pictures. Oh, look at this guy. Ew, pretty disgusting, huh? I don't play those kind of games. All right, this was like watching whatever. He keeps fucking with all his little words because he's afraid YouTube will censor him. A mental patient basket weaving or eating another pack of crayons. So again, all of this rhetoric. Just all of this rhetoric and he can't draw a lever. He can't make a simple counter argument. He can't explain why. Okay, why? How is it possible? There's 200 joules on one side and only 100 joules on the other. How is that possible? We are just watching. So this is just such a waste. A prisoner. So he's just doing all. So he's complaining about analogies. And then he makes 700 analogies to whatever. Stupidity. And claims that I fit in the category and blah, blah, blah. So he's proved it with all these pointless analogies. No. You've proven your lack of integrity by claiming you were going to make a video you didn't make, by making air tracks you never show, by making catapults you never show, by doing all this shit you never do. All these claims you make and you produce shit as a product. You know, you have videos up saying you debunk something when your answer was as far away from your truth as it was the truth you're disputing. I mean, that kind of dishonesty. All right. I confess I had to watch half of it at 50 speed while he drew his diagrams. I don't know how any of the diagrams could possibly evade your perception, but anyway, they're so simple. All right. And that was extra funny as it freeze framed on different whatever expressions every second. So he's again talking about somebody else being freeze-framed and having funny expressions when Brozo doesn't have a good, okay, you can't take a good picture of him. All right, with his overgrown eyebrows, just think of the glass house this guy is spouting this crap from. Yeah, I'm 62 years old. It's just a fact. No. And I really don't want to pretend to be something I'm not, so I'm not going to spend too much time worrying about these little incidental byproducts of being 62 years old. But anyway, and Neanderthal forehead, keeping the rain off his shoes. So again, just more of this, just look who this is coming from, and then you can just understand how clueless this fuck would be, is that, you know, he's got a 700-pound, four-headed, 17-boobed mother, and he's out there making mother jokes. I mean, he's talking from the most hideous, the most disappointing. It must be so pathetically disappointing to be a little tiny man, a little tiny, you know, I won't even get into his, you know, some of the obvious problems he has physically, you know, and some of the things missing. And he's going to point fingers and call somebody else ugly or something. I mean, it's just so amazing how, you know, and you people are calling me clueless, how clueless this guy is. All right. Now that you've mentioned it, I can see the resemblance to Frasier. So what the fuck is this shit? This is their obsession. So instead of drawing a lever and explaining how it works, they're going to say, who looks like a celebrity? Don't say I didn't warn you, Steve. It was a proper all over the shop, truly cringeworthy. He really is bent as a $6 bill. So again, he's talking about the response video, I assume, and he's assuming that Brozo doesn't watch them, which is, I guess, true. I mean, it's just amazing. All right. That Eureka moment he had where he was explaining the relationship between a velocity and volts. Yeah, it wasn't my Eureka moment. It's me trying to explain to you, well, what if we did this through electricity? What if we'd one-half mv squared electricity and said one-half amps times volts squared? Would you fall for it? Would you dupes fall for it? Okay, then twigged, they both began with the letter V, so that sealed the deal. So again, obviously I didn't say that. I said it as a complete and obvious joke where I was just pointing out, look, it makes it easy for you, right? V and V, volts and velocity, same letter. It should make it so much less confusing for you people. That was the joke, retard. Anyway, very interesting to hear about the microwave experimental results. Oh, well, I guess I missed that somewhere. There's no experimental results with microwaves that Brozo has published that mean anything at all. And all the ones he hasn't published will prove me right. Okay. He's done a ton of experiments, never published any of them, and we know why he didn't publish them. It's because they obviously support exactly what I said. I was forced to listen to it full and drone speed. So again, just such useless crap. It's been painted boards all day. I've been painting boards all day. Whatever this is. And he has a big erection in preparation for the big erection of the treehouse. So again, this is another guy playing with children. Yeah, oof. Scary. I think if I had sat and watched the paint dry, it would have been on par with the drone. So these are people who claim I'm so busy, I have so many things to do, but I have to watch every one of Gary's videos. I mean, they're just so funny. Oh, I forgot about the V for volts and the V for velocity moment. So again, I can play it for you again where I'm just making a joke. So, you know. But anyway, that was a standout moment for me too. So it should stand out to you that, again, as a Sparky, you should realize that what they did to energy was essentially the same as them doing that to electricity. And you wouldn't fall for it. You know, if they told you it's more energy if it's volts and not amps. I think this is why he needs to make less content, because he is forcing ideas out on the fly. Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with making the analogy between what watts are and what a joule is. A joule is a watt as a practical fact. Go look that one up, dumbass. Okay, 1 joule equals 1 watt as a description of an amount of energy. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with the analogy of comparing mass and velocity and comparing amperage and voltage. It fits quite well as an analogy. And somehow, in your electrical theory, you don't do 1/2 the amps times the volt squared. Why don't you? If the theories were going to be consistent, if the physics was going to be consistent, wouldn't the same exaggeration of the energy also be taking place in electricity? All right, anyway, got to finish up here somewhere. With no real time taken for a given appropriate consideration of how wacky the idea might actually be. I had my own wacky ideas, but I don't generally just blurt them out. So he just doesn't generally have an honest conversation, okay? And frankly, there's, nothing wacky about my ideas. Anyway, I think about them in a few days, and at least I usually, unless my idea is worth pursuing, I just plain wrong. Well, yeah, you don't make any idea videos, okay? And you have a silly theory about photons having something to do with Lenz's law, which is really fucking stupid. Okay, I wasn't expecting anyone to be interested in microwave glass plate experiments I did 2 or 3 years ago, but Todd sounded curious, so I think I will upload what I have on that. Even though Gary might interpret it as me not having any lever experiments to show. Well, you don't. A distraction technique. Yes, that's all you are about. I mean, clearly, it's a week already. You said you had videos. It's a week later. You don't have the videos, obviously. You haven't made them yet. You haven't done any of this shit. But in reality, I'm seeing it as a potential olive branch. Whatever. No, there's no olive branch ever possible, you scummy piece of shit. All right, what you have done is, you're not going to make up for it in some way. There's no way you can take back the damage you have done, the slander, the pathetic nonsense, the time wasting you've forced into this subject. Fuck you. All right, information which could be useful to him. My argument's already made. Okay, and it's made by the fact that your side doesn't have any evidence. And that's a big problem for your side. You're never going to prove, that any experiment that shows any indication of anything called interference, in radar experiments is going to be just as easily explained as jamming. And that's always going to be true. None of your experiments survive the accusation, just as none of the gravitational lensing experiments can survive the accusation that it's scatter. All right, and the lever experiment likewise should be useful to him, except that it seems unlikely he will accept my results no matter how carefully. There's nothing to accept. You don't have any theory, okay? You don't obey any rules in doing experiments. So yes, any time you get an answer, the answer is wrong, and it's wrong for reasons that can be articulated and explained, and you just don't give a fuck about the explanations. All right. No matter how carefully, so there's no careful in any of the videos. The ones he's done carefully show me right, okay? Like the air track experiment with no springs that showed clearly that, all of a sudden the formula breaks down. All right. I show the weighing and measuring, who cares, operations, very, very clear footage of the lever behaving noticeably different than the two scenarios he insists is impossible. So he keeps saying what I said was impossible, and yet they won't be the scenarios I described. $500 bet. $10,000 bet, actually. There's no way, he's going to demonstrate what I stated. He's going to demonstrate something different. Because that's what he always does. He always cheats the experiment. I beg her on with uploading something anyway. Hey, my friend bought a pair of fantastic toy ping pong ball launchers from the pawn shop. I want to pinch them for a science experiment. Pink and green plastic things that have detachable cup looking a bit like a twice size badminton thing. A funnel shaped thing. You drop the ball and press the lever ping. Goes higher than you would expect. Such a cheap pair of toys, a quid. I'll have a dozen, thank you. Whatever. So why don't you prove that you can make free energy? Just push them with a lever. Okay, anyway. All right, so he's just talking about toys. So that's their obsession, is kids and toys. Oh, isn't that weird? All right, so we'll get on to some of this other crap some other time, I suppose. Well, let's just do logical empiricism to see how long it... Oh, it's too long, so fuck it. The wrench concentered all in itself, living shall forfeit fair renown. This is some sort of poetry. Ooh, puke. Isn't that disgusting? Anyway. Oh, let's just do it. Let's get it done. Well, Newton was unreliable about a lot of things. So again, there's no big deal about Newton making any big mistakes. Now, the fact that he didn't necessarily know gravity moves at the speed of light, or that there was a speed of light, I mean, certainly he did by the end of his life. But anyway, however, not about microphysics objects that at speeds that are nowhere close to the speed of light. Well, nobody's done any of those material things moving near the speed of light, so those aren't real subjects anyway, because you don't have any real, you don't have any evidence that Newton was wrong about any of that. Asshole. Here he was, so reliable that the Apollo board computer, whatever that is, and the corresponding computers at NASA headquarters were maintained with the Newtonian model, not the Einstein one, not even the Leibnizian one. So again, you're going to keep claiming that they figure out the thrust on the lunar module based on kinetic energy. You're wrong. So show me. Okay, show me that that's how they decide how much momentum they're shooting out of the spacecraft, because all they really care about is momentum. What momentum have they shot out of the spacecraft? That's all that's going to matter. You know it, I know it, they know it. It's such a truth that, you know, the whole Voyager thing, you know, they have to figure out, like, the little bit of heat leaking through the heat shield is actually turning the spacecraft, which is giving it a little bit of sideways momentum, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, you can point land a person on the moon with Newton. What does Gary think the man did all day? So I don't even understand why he's making this comment. I mean, clearly I'm saying that momentum works, and Newton proved momentum to work. Newton is one of the very few big ones in science. He did a lot of new stuff for the first time. Well, I think he's, like a lot of people, he put together a lot of stuff and put it together well that other people had discovered, but whatever. From a character point of view, Newton, I hate to admit that, was a bit like Gary. He was a recluse. This misogynist argument is idiotic. Frankly. I didn't have any lesser opinion of women, so that's just a huge lie. And was very afraid to be proven wrong. So again, what do you base that on? I mean, besides the very fact that every person who is making assertions would like them to be correct, the errors are no fun. So he battled a lot with competitors for being acknowledged, being the first one to do that. That's the big lie, right? Because he didn't even care when Leibniz came out with calculus. He didn't really care. It's when other people started saying he stole it from Leibniz. That's what pissed Newton off. Is when other people started making the accusation that Newton was the thief. You idiot. All right. Mainly with Hooke and Leibniz. Yes, over precedent. And that's sort of an important thing. When somebody's going to accuse you, again, Hooke accused Newton of stealing his shit. And so, of course, Newton found that irritating and got pissed off. Apart from that, he was very much unlike Gary. He was a real genius, where Gary just thinks he is one. I never even used the word. It's so irrelevant. I mean, all I've pointed out is that through my life history and the playing the game of life for myself, I found humans to be unreliable very early, and so I didn't trust anything you assholes would say or assert, and I've found that that's done me very good in life, is to realize that it's all lies and fairy tales. There's no happily ever after. The game isn't a good game. The game can't be paid well. Lots of big philosophical ideas, and it also applies to physics. You find out that they're just talking a game. They're not playing a good game. They don't prove what they say. They just wish it to be true. Where Gary just thinks he is one, and maybe by imitating Newton's character flaws, he would get anywhere near the famous man himself. So I didn't know nothing about Newton. I mean, it was pretty irrelevant to me as a subject beyond I knew he existed, and that was about all I cared about. You research and you find out he's in alchemy, and he had all kinds of silly religious ideas, and blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Well, in a way, it doesn't matter that Newton was, especially in the first half of his life, a very difficult man. So again, says you, his equations outlived the man. No, his mechanical sense. But anyway, and you're the one ragging his equations. You're saying he was wrong in, like, the substance of his equations. At least, 30% of all of his equations are based on understanding energy to be essentially created by force. A direct equal sign. No mv squared. No one-half mv squared. 1,000 years probably still will know the name Isaac Newton now. Well, we know the name Gary, so you're again using my real name. You really, it's just so fucking goddamn rude. It's just no need to do it, okay? It's YouTube. You use screen names, you should respect that. I know Piero's real name. I know lots of people's real names. Should I use it just because I know it? Just because it's accessible somewhere, there's a tie. I can show you the connection. I can show you the way you can get there. Does that mean everybody should go there? I mean, your people are just so petty, so despicably petty. All right. It's just, it's pathetic. And again, I've explained, you're not attacking me. You're attacking somebody else sitting in a chair somewhere. You're attacking their comfort and their security. Does that make sense to you? And what, do you see value in it because they might extort me? Well, you know that I'm not very extortable. That, okay, you might cause me some pain in the sense that, yes, you're harming somebody that I care about, and so therefore, that hurts me. So that's your big fun? That's the proud, great feeling you're going to get from doing it? It serves no purpose but to, in some way, attack, okay, in a way that is completely unrelated to any argument we could possibly be having. You just have no reason to go there. No good reason. The only reasons can be bad reasons. Displaying your bad and pathetic character. That you don't have any character as a human being. You're a weak cheater. And that's it. That's what you're demonstrating clearly. And you've done it for posterity now. Because it is on the record. You've shown yourself this is the tactics you have to use. You can't win the argument on the facts. You have to cheat the argument wherever possible. Pathetic. Just fucking pathetic. All right. So we'll cease to read at this point, right? You don't earn any acknowledgement if you can't up your game a little. All right, so till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. This has been a DraftPhysics.com video presentation. I'm sure there's nothing in the rest of the slop that's any better than the slop I just read. So fuck it.